The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello. And welcome to KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. It is 3:02 on, what day is it? It is Tuesday, May 19th. As always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health Department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also now text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. We've got some state-level updates. The governor has published guidelines for the resumption of pet grooming businesses, golf, and commercial photography, and all medical services at governor.wa.gov. You can look in the What's Happening Now section of the website. WIC is doing phone appointments for questions and issuing benefits. Receiving WIC benefits does not affect immigration status. Individuals may call the state Help Me Grow hotline at 1-800-322-2588 to be referred to their nearest WIC office or visit parenthelp123.org. The U.S.-Canada border will remain closed to non-essential travel until at least June 21st. The temporary closure was originally set to expire this week. But essential cross-border workers, including healthcare professionals, airline crews, and truck drivers, are still permitted to cross. Closer to home, in Pierce County, Northwest Trek is starting a new program called Wild Drive Tours, where visitors can use their own vehicles to drive through the free-roaming area, previously only accessible via guided tram. Vehicles are permitted with a maximum of 8 people who must all be from the same family or household, and online reservations are required and must be made through nwtrek.org. MultiCare Health System is seeking donations of masks for patients and visitors to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission. Individuals can find donation sites by clicking on the Ways to Help section of multicare.org or by calling the MultiCare Hospital Network General Info Line at 253-403-1000. Passenger cabins on Pierce County ferries are now limited to 25 passengers in order for passengers and crew to maintain social distance. Moving on to Tacoma news, the last day of school for Tacoma Public School students will be Friday, June 19th. The district requires teachers to take student weekly attendance on the last day of every week, as measured by students engaging in at least one thing during the week with academics. This could be emailing or talking on the phone with teachers, participating in virtual class meetings, or completing online lessons. The Tacoma City Council will meet virtually this evening at 5 p.m. Written comments must be submitted to cityclerk@cityoftacoma.org before 4 p.m. The meeting will be broadcast on Facebook Live, TV Tacoma, and at tvtacoma.com. Residents may also listen in via Zoom by calling 253-215-8782 and entering the meeting ID 890-2715-0863. That's about what we've got for our updates now on KTQA Daily Briefing. It's looking a little bit cloudy. We don't know if it's going to be a very sunny week this week, but it is kind of that spring weather that we are used to here in Tacoma. Without further ado, though, let's get to the interview. With me today is Annika Moran. She is the executive director of the Tacoma Farmers Market. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Now, I'm sure that folks are excited that the markets have just started opening up. When and where are our city's farmers markets?
Well, we run 4 farmers markets in the city of Tacoma. Broadway is our first market to open, and that market is currently open on Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Broadway in downtown Tacoma. And next month, our 2 other big seasonal markets are opening. So the Eastside Farmers Market opens on June 2nd, and that market is at 35th and McKinley, Tuesdays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the Point Reston Farmers Market is on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Point Reston. We also run a small market on the MultiCare Health System campus, and the dates for that market are to be determined.
That sounds cool. Now, I know that there's lots of farmers markets in the Pacific Northwest, and there might be folks that are saying, wait, aren't there other ones that you might hear of? And when we hear Tacoma farmers markets, the ones under that umbrella, it doesn't mean that those are the only ones that necessarily happen in Tacoma, right?
That's right. The Proctor Farmers Market is a different organization. Proctor runs up in Proctor on Saturdays.
So how did all of these different ones, the Broadway, the East Side, the one in MultiCare, and Ruston, how did they all grow to be under this umbrella?
This is actually our 30th anniversary of the Tacoma Farmers Market organization. It's been running on Broadway for 30 years this year. Our other markets are newer, and the organization Tacoma Farmers Market has been running different markets throughout Tacoma over the last 30 years. So in the past, people may remember having visited the 6th Ave Market or the South Tacoma Market, but we really strive to have markets in areas that both need them and also where our farmers are going to thrive.
Now, things are looking a little bit different this spring, obviously, because we're not in typical times. Can you tell us what visiting a market now looks like, or visiting a market in the next month or so?
Yes, we're taking safety very seriously. So the Department of Health has handed farmers markets across the state guidelines for safe operations during the crisis. And some of the ways that we're enacting them are doing things like requiring our vendors and our staff to wear masks and gloves, limiting the entrances and exits to our markets, enforcing social distancing on the market, and asking shoppers to please just bring one person per household. We're suggesting that shoppers wear masks as well in order to help protect our community, but it's not currently a requirement. I think probably the hardest thing about this has been we've had to limit our vendors. So in order to enforce social distancing at the market, we can only have vendors spaced every 10 feet. So we've cut quite a few vendors, and given the DOH guidelines that we're operating under, we can't actually have all of our categories of vendor either. So you won't see any crafters when you visit the farmers market, and you'll see fairly limited prepared food at the moment as well. But we do still have all of our farmers, which includes our flour farmers, as well as our processors and many prepared food vendors.
Now, under typical times, what are the variety of goods and produce that folks can find at the markets?
Oh, you can find just about anything at our market. All sorts of local vegetables that may be organic, maybe certified, maybe not. We have farmers from Pierce County. We have farmers from Thurston County. We have farmers from across the mountains. We also have a number of really excellent processors. So one of my favorite items at our markets is the fresh mozzarella. We also do have some great salsas and hot sauce and jams, as well as a number of really delicious baked goods.
You know, when you said categories, I'm thinking, yeah, when I think about it, there are a lot of categories that can be found of just foods, crafts, things like that. And during typical times, you might have some of those artisan crafters that are there, but not right now, not for the time being, at least.
That's correct. Yeah, we do still have some vendors who are selling things like soap and hand sanitizer, as well as face masks. But, you know, our crafters who make jewelry or print art are not allowed at the market at the moment, unfortunately.
Well, we'll definitely keep an eye out for a time that we can resume some of those kinds of market purchases. What are some of the ways that the Tacoma Farmers Markets reach all members of the community, including those with disabilities or of limited income?
Yeah, so we offer a SNAP Market Match, which is a statewide program that matches people's SNAP EBT at the farmers markets at a 1-to-1 ratio. So basically, people who receive food stamp benefits are able to double their buying power at the farmer's market. That match money is to be spent on vegetables, fruits, mushrooms, herbs, and plant starts. And then EBT can just be spent just like it is at the grocery store. So people can pick up their meat, their eggs, and all sorts of stuff at the markets with EBT. We also accept WIC and Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program vouchers. Many of our farmers accept both of those programs. And we are lucky through one of our sponsors to provide the Apple a Day program. That program enables kids to purchase their own fresh fruit or vegetable. Every kid who comes to the market can come up to our market booth and grab a token worth a dollar and go do some shopping on their own. We're not encouraging people to bring their children to the market at the moment, but it's a great program when kids are able to come.
That's so cool.
In addition, they're great programs, and they're really well used by people in Tacoma.
I want to dig in just for a minute on that EBT matching, because what I'm getting here is you can use your EBT benefits like you would at a grocery store. But if you're looking at purchasing fruit and vegetables and mushrooms and plant starts, you're actually getting double. Like, it's if you get $200 on your EBT card this month and you wanted to get $200 worth of vegetables, it would actually be like $400 worth of vegetables through the farmers markets.
Yeah, that's right. So we don't cap our match, and people can just go out and shop from their local farms at the market.
That's huge. You were about to say a few other things, and I think I talked over you.
Yeah, I was just going to mention also that we were already looking at launching a mobile market, but it wasn't supposed to happen this year. So when COVID-19 hit, we decided that this might actually be a good time to launch that mobile and bring more fresh, healthy food to people all around Tacoma. So we are giving it a go. It's actually launching at the end of this month. And what that market will be is basically a truck or a van that goes around to areas in Tacoma that struggle to access fresh and healthy food. So we're really focused at first on East and South Tacoma, bringing fresh local produce to those areas. And then we're also we decided to do some home deliveries as well in response to COVID-19. So we're targeting older adults and people who have compromised immune systems, and they can sign up for home delivery of fresh produce. And we're also taking the EBT and doing the SNAP match through the mobile market so people can still double their benefits.
Now, Annika, I was reading on the website something about the farmers market supporting diverse business ownership. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so we are a small business incubator, and you know, historically, a lot of small businesses have been run in this area and in many areas around the U.S. by marginalized communities. And the way that shows up at our markets is we try really hard to provide access to a thriving marketplace for businesses run by diverse groups of people. So sometimes that means prioritizing vendors who do come from a marginalized community and really providing them access to the market, and also working with folks who need it on doing things like getting permits in order and making sure you have the right business licenses and all the different sort of stuff that comes along with small business incubation. But yeah, we are focused on making sure that our marketplaces reflect the rich diversity of Tacoma and Pierce County.
And what drew you to the job of overseeing a network of farmers markets?
I actually came to this through being a farmer. So I used to work for the Emergency Food Network and run their food bank farm, Mother Earth Farm. And I was looking for another way to stay involved in food and farming in Pierce County. And I started out as a program manager at Tacoma Farmers Market and just kind of worked my way up.
Sounds cool. You did mention cheese. And I am partial to the dairy products myself, but what are some of your favorite things to eat that you can find at farmers markets?
Oh, I've been really into the butter cake since the market opened.
Ooh.
It is unlike anything you've had. Also, fresh radishes right now. I should have led with fresh radishes. This is a farmers market after all. But the radishes are just so juicy and spicy, and I think after a long winter of root crops, it's nice to have one that's a little bit crunchier and fresher.
I'm loving putting radishes in our tacos that we're making and salads.
Ooh,
and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely down with the radishes. I know it is an acquired taste for lots of folks. And I guess my favorite thing at farmers markets, besides just this like rainbow of flowers, which I just always just find so beautiful, is berries. And I think we're starting to be at the beginning of berry season, right? Or is it still a little early?
It's a little early for us still. Probably beginning of June, I bet we'll start seeing some strawberries at the market.
Now, how can folks learn more information about the markets?
People can visit us online at TacomaFarmersMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Tacoma Farmers Market.
Now, Annika, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, what's your favorite thing about Tacoma?
I just really love the community here, and I think the farmers markets are a really great place to see community in action.
Well, I think you're right, and I think I might just have to, while wearing a mask, walk down to the Broadway Farmers Market later on this week, perhaps. I don't know about you. Maybe awesome. I'll see there. I'll wave from a distance as I'm going through and picking out my produce.
Perfect, Becky. Looking forward to it.
Well, thank you, Annika, for joining me today on KTQA Daily Briefing.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Annika Moran is the Executive Director of the Tacoma Farmers Market. Dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821. You can call us or text us there. And our website is daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.